We weren't making money off of it. We didn't think there was any future in it, and we were doing it because we loved doing it.
Everything that was wonderful, fantastic, suddenly has gone to death.
It was dirty, it was filthy, it was paradise.
I know, here's an idea. Maybe we can put together a little tour for the core forces of the precious.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yay!
Wish I had sound effects.
Yay!
Little sound effect button. Yeah, right. Hands clap.
You kids ready?
And then people clap.
We're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have returned. Have no fear. Pitch Invaders is here. Yay!
We took 2 weeks off just to take another 2 weeks off as an international break.
But we're not. Don't be scared. We're not going to review every single thing. We're not going to review the last 2 weeks. We'll review whatever the hell we want because this is the Pitch Invaders podcast and we get to review whatever we want. You bish?
So pretty much just the Barcelona Real Madrid game. Well, and the Sociedad and Betis game was really good. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did.
4-4 thriller!
Fucking 8 goals, dude.
That Betis team is... I don't know if you guys remember, but I called it at the beginning of the season. Said they were a team to watch because they got the old Las Palmas coach, Quique Saint-Étienne, and they reinforced the midfield. The guys like Guardado, they got that fast dude from fucking Osasuna, Sergio Leon.
Shout out to Guardado.
Yeah, Guardado having a hell of a
season. A fucking hell of a season.
You know, Joaquin's there.
And then he's going to come to, like, the
national team national stink team. It up.
Stink it up. And then we're like, hey, what? Everybody's be like, hey, but you play so good in your team. And then he goes to the team and he fucking
dominates again. And yeah, it's the way it is. Like, as far as
Mexican fans.
As far as a Mexico fan, I've kind of lost a lot of faith.
We kind of understand how it is now.
It's like, I never knew, like, what people would talk about all the time. Like, oh, I can't wait. I hate international breaks. Can't wait. To play football's back, and I'm like, oh, get over it. International games are fine, and then...
You know what's crazy is I would probably enjoy watching, like, the sub-21 Mexico team or the Olympic team, per se.
Yeah. There's passion there.
Yeah, yeah. And to this day, I still like that Olympic jersey that they... when they took it the whole... and they beat Brazil.
Brazil. Neymar's Brazil, guys. Don't forget it.
Mm-hmm. Mexico beat Brazil, Neymar.
Neymar and Oscar's Brazil. Oscar.
That's still top 5 favorite national jersey. Mexican national jersey.
That was a good one.
Dude, that thing, I'll look online. That thing's like $200.
Worth it. Worth it. Think about it as an investment. Like, you ever see those jerseys on sale? Like,
I still have the Valencia one. The one with the bat on it.
That was cool.
That I can't probably wear because I think I've gained like 15 extra pounds.
Yeah, but you're like a dad, and I'm the one with the dad bod. Like, you're in better shape.
But. It still doesn't fit. I don't want to wear it. I don't know what to do with it. It's in my closet.
Like, I always look at those jerseys from the Messi and the... because they have, like, autographed Messi jerseys on, like, soccer.com and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you can't wear those.
No. I'm not going to wear it, but I'm saying it's like... because the last time I checked, it was like $900. I'm like... dude, that's an investment. You buy that, $900, 10 years from now when Messi retires, that thing's going to be worth like thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
Like, I've thought about it. Like, should I just charge it? Charge it to the game?
I don't know what to do. That's
a certificate of authenticity.
I don't really know what to do with that Valencia shirt. I don't have a fucking den. You know what I mean? Put it in my garage? What? Put it, frame it and put it in my garage?
Frame it and put it in your garage.
But then I don't know. Dude, you know what? Now that I think about it, I gotta do something with it.
It's really nice.
It is nice. I just wish it was a larger size. I would probably wear it more. White, black. You guys know. You guys remember, right? White, black. With that.
It was like a Batman one.
With the bat.
Composed of all the names of all the historic Valencia players.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, yeah. Shout out to that 8-goal thriller. Quite enjoyed it. Let's see. We're going to bounce around everywhere, huh?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, that's what we do. Hey, Santa, Girona was on Friday. I didn't watch that shit. I was at Disneyland.
Girona's a pretty good team. I mean, that's the Man City.
Man City.
B team pretty much. Or
yeah, B squad.
B squad. Mm-hmm. I think like Pep Guardiola's brother runs that team, right? Or something?
Yeah, but something like that. Well, last time I read it was his brother, but he also has some shares in it as well. So I don't know if he oversees it, maybe.
Can I buy some shares in Girona?
You could buy some. You could have bought some shares in Eibar.
Yeah,
but chose not to.
I like Girona better because they're like Barcelona based, you know?
Yeah.
And that's.
But I think
that's King's Landing, dude. Girona is King's Landing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No?
That's King's Landing. So, I mean,
you can own it. You can also say, yeah, I own a little bit of King's Landing.
See? Yeah. There you go.
Who owns who, Cersei?
Huh?
four goals in 60 minutes for Celta, Girona.
Yeah. Apparently, it was a firefight.
Yeah. First 20 minutes were intense. There was no defending whatsoever, and that's kind of how I like my soccer.
Yeah.
I'm no defending.
It makes it exciting.
Yeah, it makes it more exciting. I don't like parking the bus. But I will if I
want to see that shit, you watch the Premier League.
Or you just watch. Well, actually, you know what? Take it back. You watch Jose Mourinho and or Italian League.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching Man City, and they've been vintage Barcelona.
Vintage Pep right there.
Vintage Barcelona.
Again, Kevin. Kevin! Kevin De Bruyne.
Kevin De Bruyne. Then we had Saturday. We had some Saturday matches, guys. I don't know if you guys knew. We have Saturday matches.
The big one was that Atletico Leganés.
What's up with Atletico?
Dude, they just need a striker.
But they got one.
No, they don't.
Diego Costa.
Yeah. Well, once he's not in effect until January. So once they get him in January, then they'll have.
Oh, hell broke the leagues or?
Yeah, I think they'll have more arguments. You know. More
chances.
More, yeah. But because right now it's pretty much like Griezmann against the world. Like the rest of the team does.
But
they just kind of defend, and they just, I don't know. They just kind of look like they've lost their identity a little bit, or they're just not. The way they played that first like epic season was really. It's really hard to do over and over and over again.
Yeah, you know? When you're so close, but yet so far.
Yeah. It takes a toll on them, you know? Yeah, it's on their bodies. I mean, they're pretty old, too. You know, they're not young fucking spring chickens anymore.
6 defeat of the season.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, they can't drop points in games like this if they want to compete for the league.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, because it's just going to be twice as difficult to, you know, scrap something up right now.
Yeah, because unless they put all their eggs in the Champions League basket. But besides that, I don't know. I mean, or the Copa del Rey.
I mean, there's teams out there that are like that would just rather focus on the cup, on the Champions League cup, than the... I know it sounds kind of retarded saying that, but, I mean, I'm sure their PSG could be one of them, you know? They easily have it in the bag for the league.
Well, that's what they thought last year, and Monaco beat them out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you never know. And with that locker room at PSG, like, it's a ticking time bomb. You know? Like, every weekend is almost like, are they gonna lose it? Are they gonna fight? Like, what's... And Emery just doesn't seem like the type that's a real, like, man manager type, you know?
Fucking, you saw the little scuffle that Cavani and Neymar had, and he was like, oh, they just gotta deal with it themselves. That's not what a coach says.
No. He didn't want to deal with it.
He didn't want to deal with it.
No, not my problem.
That just goes to show you that these players have more power than him.
Yeah.
So, but do something, yeah?
And he's a good coach, you know, like, I like him, but he's just stayed in Sevilla. Stay in Sevilla, man. That's what you're meant for.
Yeah, I see him better handling mid-team tables like that, you know, that he can have the ability to push up, you know, not a team that's worth more than probably him.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it takes a special kind of coach, you know.
Sevilla. Sevilla won? Yes, they did.
Malaga on the biggest losing streak ever. I mean, they brought in that coach, Michel, last season, right?
Right.
They're like, all right, so we don't get relegated. And he steadied the ship. But then they didn't sign anybody. They let go of Sandro, which was their fucking striker last year. Mm-hmm. And now they're here. I think they maybe have... They have 1 point. 1 point. That's it.
The tie, yeah.
1 fucking point. And he was a coach who was there to steady the ship. So now what do you do?
Well, he started off... When he hopped on the Malaga train, he started off fairly well.
Yeah, because he had a guy like Sandro there to score goals.
Yeah.
And then they sold him. I'm like... Malaga went from being this team that was like, you know, got promoted, and then, you know, you hear that, oh, some big oil tycoon bought them out, and then they bought all these fucking players. They bought a gang of players. They brought in Pellegrini. They had two epic seasons where they went to the semifinals of the Champions League and were like one goal away, literally one goal away from being in the final in a span of two seasons. They went from that to the guy just having like a fire sale. Them having a fire, they sold all their players, and they've been like teasing relegation the past two, three seasons.
Yeah.
And last season they almost went down, and now they have a coach, but they're not the owner or the board or whatever they have is not helping them out by reinforcing them. If anything, they got a good player like Sandro, and then they sold them. So what are they what? I mean, you can't expect the coach to work miracles if you're not going to support him.
What do they have? This debt? What do they have? This fucking loan shark they got to pay back? Or?
It almost feels that way because he did buy like a gang of players at the beginning and then...
And then you know, just they sold them all.
They sold them all. I guess they didn't get even.
Well, shout out to Sevilla, though. They're unbeaten at home so far?
Yeah.
So.
But they, too, they don't have a striker either. Sevilla. I mean, they got who? They all the guys scoring their goals is like that kid Ben Yedder and
Molito.
Oh, Molito's there too, huh? Yeah. Forget about him. Molito and Navas.
Navas, yeah.
Yeah, but they lost all their strikers. Because remember last year they had, for a while they had Gramero, and they had Jovetic, and they had, who else did they have? Yeah, they don't have a real, like, informed striker, you know, like a striker.
Target man?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always need that in a team.
At least an average one, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you always need a target man. Guy who just kind of right place, right time.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like, oh, you know, why don't you sign a guy like Chicharito would be good for a team like that?
You know what? I've grown to like him. Not a big fan of him, but I'm going to like him because of his work ethic. The guy works hard. He may, like, run. I think he would be a good fit. You're right. He would be an excellent fit. Because at least I give him A for effort.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a lazy striker. He may miss a lot. He may fucking run kind of too much sometimes, but the guy will work his ass off.
But you know what? Like, the great... Michael Scott once said, "The Office, mm-hmm. you miss 100% of the shots you don't take."
And it was, what is it, Larry Bird? And
it was Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky, and then Michael Scott at the bottom. what else did we have that day? Deportivo, La Coruña, Getafe. 2-1. Sunday. I watched a few games on Sunday, guys. I was hungover, so I had nothing to do, and I watched a few games.
That Valencia Bilbao game was pretty good.
I watched the Valencia Bilbao game.
That goal from Aduriz, where he brings the ball down,
yeah,
and then fucking just scissor kicks it. That was insane. I saw that live. I was just like, no way. It almost seemed too easy. The way he kind of pirouetted around. He just brought the ball down there. Boom! Kicked it in.
It was a tough game.
Like, that's an old man right there, scoring goals like that.
It was a tough game.
I say old man. He's only like 3 years older than me.
Well, in soccer, that is kind of
old. He's an old man in soccer years.
I like that Valencia shirt, though, too. That's a nice one. The black and white one.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty nice. Yeah, dude. It was fucking badass.
Like, I've always wanted to buy a Sevilla jersey. But they never come out with a good jersey. Their jerseys are like the plainest jerseys. it's always white with like a red stripe. And like, you know what I mean? Like, not even like a good, like, I don't know. They look cheap for, to me.
Who is it? Under Armour, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I'm always just kind of like, come on, Sam, you do better.
Sometimes those, well, sometimes those simple ones are nicer.
Yeah, but it's
I don't
just
like too much fucking shit. Like, I don't like the Barcelona ones with the Catalonia colors. I don't like those. That shit looks like a circus.
Like, I don't like those either, but I'm just saying, like, come on, like, I don't know. Like,
care more?
Care more.
That's what I think about every Nike jersey. But, like, put some effort, yeah? Like, just, you know, something. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't like it. And I want one.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Well, I mean, you could buy it online, but I was thinking, I don't know if you could buy one around here. I don't think they sell them around here.
We live in 2017. You can buy anything you want.
So, yeah, Valencia, third place. You're right behind Sevilla.
Where's Madrid at? Eighth place.
Womp, womp. They're in fifth, actually.
Fifth place. 7 points behind. It was like, as everybody knows, Sunday was the referendum day in Catalonia, which had Barcelona playing in an empty stadium. And then a couple hours later, it was the other team in Barcelona, Espanyol, playing in the Bernabeu.
And just getting slaughtered.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Kinda just getting spanked. And then top
knowing off, their place. Like, they went over there and it's like, all right, we know who we are.
Yeah. Yes, daddy. And, you know, Madrid goes out and says, oh, this is, what is it, the 100th time we beat them?
It's like, come on.
Like, that's a merit, dude? Like, that's a reward? What the fuck? You're just going to do that? You're just going to let them do that to you, huh? You're just not even going to try.
No pride.
When all that shit is going on.
Like, come on. Fight back. Take somebody's ankle out or something, you know?
I care more.
Go with some dignity. Not a one red card in that game. Come on.
Not even for Madrid standards. Come on.
Yeah. Like, you know, put a little more bite in that. Whatever. Meanwhile, Barcelona played in the empty stadium.
Empty stadium.
Which was pretty weird and eerie to watch.
Well, I mean, they tried to not play at all. But they were going to get penalized.
6 points.
6 points if they didn't play that.
It's pretty much giving the league back to Madrid.
Right.
Like, here you go. So,
like, yeah, right. The Madrid fan president said, no, that's 6 points if you don't play. Huh? But it's only 3 if I lose. Six.
And I can see their perspective, like the team's perspective, because they were dropped 6 points for a referendum that's not completely legal, or at least not
yet
agreed upon by the central government. So
This is more of a
principle thing, you know?
It could change within the next couple of days.
So it's...
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's, you know... Everyone knows, you know, politics and soccer are intrinsic with one another. So whatever happens in politics kind of trickles down to soccer, vice versa. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, Barcelona's a heavy politicized team. I mean, they make it super, super clear that they're fucking Catalans, and all the games, the Catalan flag's out and about, and you hear them when they go to Europe, they fucking whistle the Champions League anthem.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them hold signs and say, we are not Spain. You know, yeah. Like, you can't go to a Barcelona game without seeing that title game.
Shout out to them, though, because they did stay composed and focused, considering all the madness that was going on, all the police brutality that was going on out there. They did their job. They completed the task.
It could have been one of those banana peel games, you know, like really easily to slip up and nobody would have thought twice about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of, in some ways, I commend them for that as well. I wish they didn't play the game. You know,
she just played it on Saturday
for the people. I don't know if anyone ever expected this much madness to happen. You know.
Well, you had 3 people resign from the board.
Immediately, right? Immediately. Before the game even started.
Yeah. 3 people resigned. And supposedly they lost a lot of fans, a lot of Catalan fans. Because Barcelona's motto is more than a club.
Right.
And that was their supposedly...
Do you think personally that that was the right thing to do, this play? In all honesty, I don't even know if Bartomeu was even considering
stopping the game. I don't think we could answer that question because we're not Catalan. We're not in there. We don't know that perspective at all. You know what I mean? Like everybody that's on the outside looking in can only answer that from a sporting perspective. And that's it, you know? Like, nobody can pretend to know what the whole Catalan thing is unless you're a Catalan.
Yeah, no one... You're not gonna understand it until you see your fellow Catalonians getting beat. You know what I mean? Then you're not gonna know. You're not gonna understand. So, only time will tell to see if there are less people. And there's still protesting going on right now. To this day, so this very hour. So
maybe it's good that happened right before an international break. That way it has time to settle down.
The dust clear a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because imagine if there was a game this weekend or a midweek game right after that. It'd be like nonstop, like protesting at the game, stuff going on at the game, you know? I mean, being high alert. But now this way, at least there's like at least a full week in between, week and a half for the, like you said, the dust to settle.
So, because all this is happening, and Catalunya's Barcelona's at a point of being independence, finding its independence. Where do you see Barcelona, the team, going?
What are the options? Like, I don't even know how that will play out. Like, if anything,
because
there's
things circulating that are saying that they could go to another league in another country.
But like we said earlier, I think the only thing that would make sense is like joining something that close by, like, and generally speaking, all of Europe's close by, but I would say something like France or Portugal. Yeah. You know, but of course everybody would want them to join the Premier League, but that's just too, like, we're going to fly out every weekend.
No.
You know?
Right. How about we meet in the middle?
Yeah.
And so, look, everyone, I don't know. Dude, I don't know.
But I think that, I personally think that'll never happen because it's too much in the Spanish League's benefit to have a team like Barcelona.
To have a team like Barcelona, yeah. But that's what I'm saying is.
They won't rewrite the laws to allow it. I could see it happening.
Yeah. Even if it's coming out of a Madrid fan president.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he knows. Because at the end of the day, it's hurting his pockets.
And
if it's hurting his pockets, it's hurting his family. They can't eat.
You know, it's like what they say about fighters. Every fighter needs the perfect opponent.
Yeah.
Right? You need the yin to the yang.
You need your Joker to your Batman.
Yeah. And Barcelona needs Madrid. And Madrid needs Barcelona. Because else who's going to be there? You know? Then they'll fucking turn to the French League. There'll just be one team. Or the German League.
Even though they just got rid of their coach. Bayern.
Poor Ancelotti.
Luis Van Gaal might go there. That's what I heard.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody likes him. I thought he retired. He said he retired. Yeah. They just can't get rid of that guy, huh? Anyways, but yeah, they... Messi has, 11 goals so far?
11 goals, Cristiano, 0!
Messi has more goals than a damn team in La Liga already. 11 goals.
He's no Neymar, no problem.
Has he signed yet? He hasn't signed yet.
No, he's going to wait. I think he's going to wait till...
Yeah, closer to the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think...
There's a lot of behind the scenes going on, so I think he's kind of waiting all that to go on.
And they also push pressure on the board to do something in January, you know? Either buy some more players or just new elections, you know, stuff like that.
Speaking of greatness, Iniesta again, hurt again. Oh, that's something that still stings, but at the same time, we've gotten accustomed to it. Or Barcelona's gotten accustomed to his injuries.
and
they continue to happen.
They said that he might only have like two more seasons left in him, right?
I don't even think two full seasons. Two seasons adding to one season just because of the injuries that he has. The guy's still gifted. He still has...
I've always said he has better feet than Messi.
I've said he that dribbles. A couple times too, yeah. He's just the magic that he does is just amazing to watch. That's why it hurts.
He's kind of like a patient Messi. You know what I mean? Messi's patient when he doesn't have the ball. But then when he gets the ball, he like takes off.
Yeah.
Iniesta's like patient when he doesn't have it, and then he gets it, and he's still patient.
Yeah, it's like art, dude.
Poetry in motion.
Yeah, there you go. Poetry in motion. So that stings a little bit too. And who knows what's gonna happen with his contract as well.
Yeah. See, all the big names haven't signed yet.
Yeah, they haven't, huh?
Nope. They see the writing on the wall too, man. You know, they're trying to... That's the only pressure they could pretty much put on the board. So that's what they're using. That's their leverage.
It's all right. The world's about to end anyway, so...
Yeah. Just one more good season. That's all we need. Another treble.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Can't think of anything else.
No. Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B.
All right, guys.
I think that's it. But,
pretty lethargic episode, but yeah.
I mean, we try to cover as much as we can, but then again, there's so much going on right now. Who knows, you know? Who knows what's going to happen in, what is it, season one of America? Season one of America.
Season like one Ice Cube. Of America.
Season one of America. It's almost over. What's going
to
happen?
It's over. Hopefully there's not a cliffhanger. I'll have to wait till next year to find out.
There's too much stuff going on as well. We hear there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of changes are going to happen within the next couple months. Fucking weeks at this rate. So
I don't even know. I feel like we've had this person in power for like a long time now. That's how like warped my sense of time is.
Yeah. Just because every week there's something new. Sometimes every day there's something new.
It's like in an information overload.
It still does not surprise me the things that come out of his mouth. But it still shocks me sometimes, you know, but I hate to say like, oh, I'm getting used to it or like, oh, it's just not even
who we are.
It doesn't even, but I guess fucking that's the new norm. That's the new norm. But I think that's it, kids. I think that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for Pitch Invaders.
Hi.
Parker Lewis, along with Carlos. Drop us a DM.
Slide.
Slide us a DM. Throw us a DM. Whatever. Let us know. We're going to try to keep banging this out. Sometimes life happens.
I've been sick.
And I was sick last week. And then we had to stay from work and all that other stupid bullshit.
A lot of work. You know,
a lot of work going
being
on.
Being an adult sucks.
Yeah. So we're still trying to bang them out, you know. Hey, 2 weeks is not bad.
Yeah, you guys should be happy.
2 weeks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, guys. There's a lot of stuff been going on. We still made it.
Yeah, never stop
going on. Obviously, we will not do one next week because we don't really care about the international games.
No, because Mexico sucks right now.
Yeah, and fucking USA's stupid too. So they don't, I don't give a shit about that either. I'm not going to care about USA until they have a fucking, like, half the squad of theirs Latino, so I'm not going to give a shit. Because half the players that play soccer here are...
Latinos?
Are Latinos, are Hispanics. And then I just seen that, like, the call-ups that they had for the U17, U20... Dude, they're on the East Coast. U17, I think it was the U17 call-ups.
Well, at least they're in America. All the fucking Jurgen used to do was call his German kids.
They're all on the, yeah, they're on the East Coast, and then boggled me how... No one was on the West Coast. California specifically.
It's like nobody plays soccer in SoCal?
It's
come on! Just drive by a park! Drive by a fucking park!
They're not going to do that. All this pay-to-play, all this club soccer, it's conformed to them. No, I'm going to see a kid who plays for a club. Not just any club.
The best
club. The best club. No, but you have this other kid who plays... No, I'm not going to see him.
He's no bueno. They're just bad hombres.
Bad hombres. I shouldn't be talking shit because my kid is in club, so. But that's why I know. That's why I know, because I'm in the fucking eye of the storm.
You're in the bubble?
I'm in the bubble, so I already know how this fucking bullshit works.
Change starts with you, sir.
Okay, guys. That's it. That's it for us. We will be back. Hopefully, there's still a Barcelona when we come back. You know, yes, hopefully, there's still a Barcelona team. And hopefully we don't cover half La Liga and half fucking, what's that Portugal league called?
I don't even know.
Who cares? Hopefully we don't cover that shit. Until next time, bro. Maybe we can put together a little tool for the core forces of the precious finest.